Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Rocky III was released to theaters on this day in 1982.
I hate to do this. And I know we do this every year, or every time a Rocky anniversary takes place. Hawk, I have never seen a Rocky movie.
They've never been to Sawgrass Mills.
Mm-hmm.
They've never seen a Rocky movie.
Never seen a Rocky movie.
Shocking.
I mean, I get it. He's the underdog, and he overcomes
I get it.
You know.
Okay. All right. You're not. I'm no. I'm not biting on that lure.
Okay. Because I've gone to Philadelphia. I've gone to the Rocky statue. I've done the steps, and I took a little Instagram video of me running up the steps with the song. That's pretty much all I need to know, right?
Not doing this. Road to a repeat that is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers coverage on this radio station, closeout possible game, starts tonight, 7:30, right here with Doug Plagans from Raleigh, North Carolina. You will hear it 7:30 here on 560 QAM. Puck drops at 8 p.m. If you want to watch the game tonight, you can watch it on TNT. There's a watch party at the War Memorial Auditorium, and Florida Panthers on social media. They tweeted out a graphic about 30 minutes ago. Paul Maurice on Nico Mikola, Sam Reinhart, and AJ Greer returning for game 5. Quote, we expect them all to play. Also, we learned earlier in the show that Katie Engelson says they will reveal what Blizzard flavors some of the Panthers got on their trip to Dairy Queen yesterday in Raleigh. That'll be on the Scripps Sports, the local televised pregame show with Katie Engelson and Steve Goldstein and Moeller and Jessica Blaylock and Ed Jovanovsky. That's on Channel 39, Dayton Broward, starting at 7:30 tonight, and South Florida's 9, starting at 7:30 in Palm Beach County. All right, let's do headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
Other than the Panthers, we have another closeout opportunity in the NBA today. OKC, they host the Minnesota Timberwolves. That is an 8:30 p.m. start time tonight.
All right.
Yesterday in the Western Conference Finals, just to kind of wrap up all the big games, Oilers took a 3-1 lead over the Stars. Zach Hyman is out for the season. And yesterday, the Pacers took a 3-1 series lead over the New York Knicks, so they can close it out at the Garden tomorrow.
Send Ben Stiller and Spike Lee, Timothy Chalamet, Zach Gelb. Send them all home sad.
Enjoy your 99-cent pizza on your way home while you walk down the subway filled with rats. Knicks fans, enjoy it. Marlins about to get underway here. They're in San Diego.
Oh, I got to put that on.
Yeah. The Gus Bus will lead things off. Agustin Ramirez and no Mervis in the lineup today, Hawk.
No Mervis. Matt Mervis.
Petco Park looks fire, by the way. Just looks like a great ballpark to go watch a game at.
Well, what they got this game on?
FanDuel Sports Network Florida, the same channel every other Marlins game is on.
I don't see it anywhere. You know, I got it on the guide here, sorted A to Z. But after Fail Army, there's a whole channel for Fail Army.
And why exactly are you looking under F?
FanDuel.
Oh, okay.
I thought you literally just said to me, like, you just castigated me like a child.
I thought you were looking for the Florida Marlins. I was gonna say, hey, Hawk, not sure if you've been around Miami for the past decade, but yeah. They're no longer the Florida Marlins or the Miami Marlins.
They have it after FMC, which is Family Movie Classics, but that's FMC. This is FA.
Right. Make a phone call. Who do you have to call to complain about that?
Yeah, Jimmy, call Xfinity, would you? Or DirecTV, I'm sorry, DirecTV Stream.
You have your channels categorized in alphabetical order?
Well, you can toggle between the two. So because I didn't know the number, I literally just toggled to sort A to Z.
You don't know the number on your TV?
I got DirecTV Stream like 4 weeks ago.
Figure it out, bro. I mean, what do you need?
I can look at it alphabetically.
Six, seven channels that you need to memorize? Come on.
Yeah. I know the alphabet. It's memorized.
That's 655 on DirecTV?
654.
654? Yeah, 653 is FanDuel Network Sun.
Correct.
FanDuel Net.
I haven't had DirecTV Hawk in, I don't know, 16 years. I still remember the channels. Yeah. Figure it out, bro.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, figure
good
it out.
I'm watching the game.
Me too. I've had it on here.
Yeah, figured it out just fine.
Okay. And Agustin Ramirez flies out to left field. And,
don't blow it for the rest of us.
You see the Dodgers. I mean, no, you haven't. I know you haven't seen this. But the Dodgers, like their entire pitching staff is on IR. Like half their pitching staff is on IR. And I think it was Front Office Sports that posted this. The payroll of the Dodgers' injured pitchers is more than the total payroll of six teams. And yes, the Miami Marlins are a part of that.
Of course.
$102 million worth of pitching sitting on the injured reserve right now for the LA Dodgers. That is more than the Miami Marlins' entire roster combined.
Somebody says Solana needs to be fired and only rehired after he watches all the Rocky movies, at least the first four.
Yeah, no, I get it. Like, he's the underdog. He works out really hard. He eats eggs that haven't been cooked, raw eggs, because it provides muscle. And then there's like a Cold War element to it. Right, one of these things is a Cold War element because he's the guy from Philly, great American kid, and who probably has like a criminal past. Am I right about this? He probably has a criminal past, right? Like, it's the same thing as every other boxing move I've ever seen in my entire life.
I want to choke you out.
Does he fight a Russian?
Well, I mean, that's the whole Drago storyline from Rocky III. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, you really figured that one out.
Yeah.
It's only been a storyline talked about since the 80s, and you magically figured out he fights a Russian.
Nailed it.
That's Rocky IV, by the way.
Way to spoil it, Jimmy. Good job, man. And, Hawk, let me guess. Let me guess. Mm. There's how many of these movies? Six? Six Rocky
there,
movies?
Yeah. Okay. Depends if you count the Creed movies.
He loses one of the fights. One of them he loses, but there's a whole redemption arc in the following movie. Mm. I nailed it.
Well, you didn't, because how could there be redemption if he's the huge underdog anyway?
But he lost, right? He loses one of them. And one of them.
Well, why do you have to redeem yourself if you lose something you're supposed to lose?
Because he overcame the odds. He proved everybody wrong. He hung in the ring with an opponent that doesn't require redemption.
Well, how does that require redemption?
Of course it is. Himself. The redemption story for himself. He has to come back and prove that he not only can turn heads by belonging, but by actually winning.
You're an idiot.
I'll read the Wikipedia.
Well, it sounds like you have.
I love the song.
And well, there's so many songs.
And I'm telling you, I've been to Philadelphia. I went to the Rocky Balboa statue. Mm. I went to the steps. I mean, I feel like I've experienced
this. It sounds like you're a super fan.
I've experienced
it. Sounds like you're a Rocky super fan.
With
honestly.
All of you. Yeah. Just didn't need to watch the movies. Figured it out.
But it's, I mean, that's one of the reasons that you just get, you know, kind of exposed constantly. You haven't seen mm-hmm. some of the iconic films that any sports fan should have seen.
Right.
It's a little embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. How'd you like The Godfather, by the way?
I got the idea. Mob boss. Yeah, people come to him with their problems. He can solve them, but then you kind of owe him. I got it.
Two outs, runner on first, by the way, and our guy Stowers is up to bat.
They let him bat against lefties. He's a lefty.
Yeah, but he's batting .299.
Well, because they let him bat against lefties.
Since we're talking about movies, can you believe Lilo and Stitch had the fourth biggest domestic box office gross on Monday ever, Hawk? It beat No Way Home, which is a Spider-Man movie, which we found out yesterday. Spider-Man movies are the second highest grossing film series of all time. And it beat Avengers Endgame, which is part
really?
Of Marvel, which is number one.
For Memorial Day weekend or just that one day?
Just that one day.
Really?
Yeah. That's crazy,
right?
I don't
think that's right.
Okay.
It doesn't sound right.
Well, it doesn't, but it is.
You're telling me Lilo and Stitch outgrossed on Memorial Day Avengers Endgame?
And Spider-Man No Way Home. It's fascinating because I grew up watching the Lilo and Stitch cartoons. That was part of like my childhood, but I never in a million years thought, oh, they're going to bring back Lilo and Stitch 25 years later, and it's going to break records at a theater. Like, I didn't put it in that category of cartoons.
I think that's right.
Okay. And finally,
like Tom and Jerry, the Lilo and Stitch thing?
Yeah, just like Tom and Jerry. And finally, you see this at airline passengers in Turkey. Who unbuckle their seatbelts.
It is indeed a box office record.
Really? Why don't you just listen to me and trust me?
Do you hear yourself most of the time?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Airline passengers in Turkey. I got this from the Washington Post, the WAPO.
So, I saw this story.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. AP also reported it. Passengers in Turkey, so you land in Turkey. You unbuckle your seatbelt. You access the overhead compartments. Or you stand in the aisle. You occupy the aisle before the plane has completely stopped and finished taxiing, you will receive, under new regulations issued by Turkey, a fine.
Yeah, I'm with that.
And yesterday we talked about the greatest take ever from Nick Wright. This, yeah, to me, is the greatest law ever. This,
which,
one.
By the way, you give me the bing, bing, I stand up. I want to stretch my legs. I stand up. I stay in my spot. I'm not rushing forward or whatever. I'm in my spot. But you can't stand up before you get the bing, bing, and they've completed their taxiing and they're attached to the gate. And people that do, all it does is slow everybody down. You got to sit in your seats, please, until we finish, you know, and it just starts a cavalcade.
I don't like the person that stands up, period. Truthfully, I don't.
So I have to sit?
Yeah, you do. Until it's your turn. Because until it's your turn.
What's the difference if I'm using my space sitting or standing?
And that's fine. I trust you because I know you're not a D-bag. I trust that you're genuinely getting up. You have the aisle
it's
seat.
It's my space.
You're getting up.
Sometimes if you have a window seat, you just hunch a little bit.
Yeah.
But I just want to be standing.
Yeah, I understand that, though. You want to stretch your legs. You've been sitting for quite some time. And that's fine, but you know what's generally happening here. The person is standing up because now they want to inch their way forward. They want to grab their bag.
Unless they're catching a connecting flight.
Well, that's my point. Don't stand up because the people who genuinely need to get off this plane, they need to deplane for a legitimate reason, can't deplane. And there's like this pride factor that people have where they don't let anybody by them because it's my turn. This is my space. Yeah. Like, Get over yourself. Get over yourself. Oh, you're going to get off this plane before me? You're what? So you could walk outside the airport 17 seconds before I do? Loser.
I love getting off that plane before people.
It's like the people to actually get on the plane. They're group four. And they start calling first class passengers. And they have to stand at the, like, they have to start the line for group four.
I do that. I time it out.
No, but why?
Yeah, I time it out. I know at what point during the group three boarding that they're about to say group four. And so I'm already on the move.
The people who stand, they just hover around the line. Why?
I love to hover.
But here's the thing. Oh, no, man. I want to make sure I have overhead compartment space. Hey, dummy, guess what happens after they scan your ticket? We're all standing in line in another line now together before we even get on the plane. And then you know what happens when you get on the plane? There's still people in front of you. So you have to stand in another line. So you're not really doing anything. You're just being a D-bag.
Right. Yeah, I got to get on the plane.
Drives me nuts, man. Like, people are like, it's this thing that people have when they fly. Like, they become weirdos. They and I'm judging them because why?
Yeah, I gotta get on the plane, man.
Why? Hey, guess what? I'm flying Delta. I have no points on Delta, so I just get whatever group, like group six, group seven. I'm one of the last people that is going to be on this plane. I understand that going in. So guess what? When they start boarding, the boarding process, I'm group seven. You know what I don't do? I don't leave my seat. I don't go hover around where people are boarding because I know I'm one of the last people that are going to get on the plane.
Right. You're not a go-getter.
Oh, the plane's landed. I'm in 33F. Excuse me, do you mind moving so I can stand here for 17 minutes so everybody else can get off? And the second,
OTAs are optional. I like the players who show up.
Yeah. You also like the retired guys who show up.
Oh, this Teron Armstead. I'm such a fan.
I honestly don't know if there's anything I hate more than the people, the plane lands and they're out of their seats. They're grabbing their bags. Excuse me. They're reaching over me.
That.
Like, bro, you're behind me. And then It's a contest.
Yeah, I do it in my head. Like, who can get their bag the first? Whoever gets their bag the first out of the overhead compartment, that's the winner. I always win.
And if I'm in the window seat, the people in front of me in the middle in the aisle get to grab their bags, and then you have the people behind. Like, now I have to get out, and they're just trying to get in front of me now. It's like, hey, there's a mother bleeping process to this, bro. And if you want to get off this plane earlier, pay more money. Pay more money. Get a seat up top. Pay more money then.
All right, this is why you get walked on.
I don't think I get walked on.
I think you do. It sounds like everybody's getting off the plane while you're trying to.
Well, I send them strongly worded messages under my breath, of course. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover law firm. All this to say, congrats to Turkey. They're doing this right. Honestly, that is the best law in place around the world right now. The best law. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover law firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com.
I'm probably not paying the ticket, though, if I get it, because how many times am I going to be in Turkey?
They're also apparently not actually implementing this law at all.
Oh, fair.
They're just scaring customers. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover law firm, call them 866.
It does drive me crazy, the boarding, though, the hovering with the boarding. That should actually be fine. You should be fined for that.
You still have people that try to lie about their boarding pass now. Like, their boarding group. It's like, really?
I mean, you scan it now. There's a big red light that comes. You know, it used to be back in the day. I'm smoking a cigarette. I hand the thing. I mean, they don't even know.
Yeah, it flashes red. So now that person has to walk back.
Walk of shame.
Could you
imagine?
You're
not fooling anybody.
Could you imagine? Like, yeah. I would be so embarrassed.
Parents with young kids. Hey, they got like a 14-year-old son. They're walking up to the thing. Yeah, young kid.
And also the idea of like the overhead compartment space. I get that. It's a pain in the ass. But you know what happens if you've already passed through security with your luggage, with your carry-on, and now there's no more space? You know what happens? They bring it right back up to you when you land.
The only problem is if you put your granola bar in there.
You're a snack guy, right? Before you get on the plane, you go, you buy your snacks. You're a snack guy.
Yeah, I mean.
Trail mix.
I don't know. I'm more like the, you know, in the lounge. Fill myself up. I don't have to worry about the.
You see this movement on social media that lounge people are getting shamed for being lounge people, for paying the fees.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, for paying the fees to stand in a two-hour line just to get into the lounge.
Well, I'll tell you, these lounges are getting nuts with the lines.
Yeah. Yeah,
you get
are.
To the airport, you got to check in real quick on the lounge. Mm-hmm. Half the time it says standing room only, not accepting. I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah, yeah. So what do? They raise the rates?
To have a grape.
Wait, they raise the rates? Or do they just
please,
start?
Let's start weeding these people out.
Yeah. Or you just start sending people away. Like, nah, you don't look like a lounge person.
Going to have to ask you to leave. Don't like your look.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover law firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida, but hot and humid. That is your weather.
And somebody points out on the text line, of course, the guy who watches Lilo and Stitch instead of the Rocky movies is getting pushed back into his chair as he's trying to get off the airplane by everybody else getting off the airplane.
Mahalo, Hawk. Mahalo.
I don't even know what Lilo and Stitch is.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
I don't know what it is. It's like Tom and Jerry?
Yeah, man. Just like Tom and Jerry.
Mouse and a cat?
Yeah. It's a mouse and a cat. Exactly.
I didn't know that it was an old movie that they brought back.
No, it's a cartoon.
Right. But I thought it was just, like, current. I didn't realize this was old and hadn't been around for a while.
Yeah, yeah. It was a movie, and then they turned it into a cartoon when I was in, like, first grade. I mean, we're talking early 2000s.
Because I think there's a theme park that has a Lilo and Stitch ride.
Yeah, there is.
Jimmy looks confused. He wants to get to that theme park. Santa's Enchanted Forest, Jimmy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Butterfly World on Sample Road. You know, I talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic on this show. I really am a believer. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they're the experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. Listen, you want to treat low testosterone? Go see the Rocky movies and throw your DVDs of Lilo and Stitch in the garbage. All right? There's step one. That's the first thing they tell you at Atlantic Men's Clinic. Atlantic Men's Clinic, you go in, there's a questionnaire. It says, check here if you've seen the Lilo and Stitch movies. Check here if you've seen the Rocky movies. If you check the Lilo and Stitch movies, they send you right to the special room.
The extra low T room. Right this way, sir. Or ma'am.
They never, I mean, they can help anybody. Except the person who checks the Lilo and Stitch box and leaves the Rocky movies unchecked. At that point, you're really on your own. Just hit a GNC. Try to do something. I mean, I'm teasing. Atlantic Men's Clinic. They really are the experts in treating low testosterone. Low testosterone can cause a host of problems. That includes low sex drive, bad sleep patterns, unproductive workouts, decreased energy, brain fog. And most guys just attribute that to aging. And they don't realize there's treatments that can give you back your vibrancy. So if you're feeling like that, treat that low T. What might you be experiencing if you're low T? Decrease in libido, putting on weight, less productivity at the gym, poor sleep, where you wake up, you're feeling tired, or maybe you fall asleep right after dinner. If you're experiencing those symptoms, go to AtlanticMensClinic.com, take the low T quiz on the website, and then schedule a consult with Atlantic Men's Clinic. They do your lab work. They have your results within 30 minutes. And a Florida licensed medical provider will review your results with you and discuss your options. I'm telling you, it's an easy process, and you'll notice the difference. Atlantic Men's Clinic. There are now 7 locations in South Florida, including their new office in Hollywood. Call them today, 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm naked right now.
All right. And moving on.
Hawk and Crowder.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So we had our whiskey stars and cigars a few weeks ago, and we've got a chance for you to win tickets to Drew Estate. Drew Estate, one of the sponsors of Whiskey Stars and Cigars. We've got tickets to their sold-out barn smoker. You get a tour of the Florida Sun-Grown Farm, fine spirits, a catered dinner, an exclusive barn smoker cigar pack. It's a highly sought-after ticket. It sells out quickly, but we've got a pair to give away. If you want your chance to win, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can enter right there. You must be 21 or older to win and attend. Speaking of winning, do the Panthers win tonight? Do they close it out? Alejandro Solana will we tomorrow be celebrating a third straight trip to the NHL Stanley Cup Final?
We will. We'll pop champagne tonight. The Cats are coming for that ass tonight in Carolina. I have the guts tonight. I truly do.
Jimmy, do you feel like the Cats are coming for that ass tonight?
Hell yeah. Party on 49th Street.
All right. That's where I'll be partying. Panthers tonight are minus 120 favorites. I also feel that way. I feel like tonight is just, I feel like it's a housing tonight. Like they are just going to house that team. Admittedly, I felt that way for game four. But I don't have any kind of thought that they're not going to be able to close this out tonight. I just don't think that there's a game six Friday in Sunrise. We'll find out. You'll hear the game on this radio station. But I believe I'm going to bet the Panthers. Like I said, I think I might wait and live bet them. Maybe, you know, again, Carolina comes out and they're hungry and skating and get the quick goal. I would love, as a gambler, to see the Panthers go down 1-0 so I can live bet them at much better odds than the minus 120 right now.
You're sick, man. I don't want any of that smoke tonight.
It really is the only way that gamblers watch games.
Yeah, you're sick.
What would you? What would your ideal situation be tonight for the Panthers? Well, I'd like to see them go down early 1-0.
If they have a 2-0 deficit in the first period, then I should
I can't ask for much more than that. Thunder tonight, 8-point favorites over the Timberwolves. I think I'd be willing to lay those points. It's a lot of points, but I think I'd be willing to lay those points tonight. SGA over-under tonight, 33.5. Anthony Edwards, 26.5. Jalen Williams, 21.5. Julius Randle, 16.5. Chet Holmgren, 15.5.
I can't imagine there's anybody saying, yeah, Minnesota's going to win this one tonight.
Well, would you take the 8, though? 8 is a lot of points. That Timberwolves team, while they haven't looked like world beaters, they're not a bad team.
They're not, but the psyche of, okay, we blew them out in game 3. Now, let's even up the series. That way, you know, we give ourselves a fighter's chance, and then they end up actually coming up just short. I don't know, like the psyche of now having to go back down 3-1. Are you really going to beat this OKC team 3 consecutive games? I think laying the 8 isn't crazy.
Augustin Ramirez hit a ding-dong for the Marlins just
now. Ah, the Gus Bus, baby. Let's go.
Marlins Padres 1-1.
You see that? You see that hat that they wear every time they hit a home run? It's like
they're putting it on them right now, yeah.
Yeah, a little sombrerito with a Marlin on the top of it. Samantha Rivera had done on CBS had done a story on it a couple weeks ago. I didn't notice. I hadn't realized that they were wearing that.
I didn't realize it was a Marlin until you just said that. I thought it was a shark.
What?
Yeah, that's where, you know, I see it. I go, oh, that's a fish. It's a shark. Makes a lot more sense that it's a Marlin.
We're the Marlins.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It makes more sense.
Yeah. Okay. You thought it was a shark?
Yeah, I just thought it was a shark on a hat.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Greg Norman used to wear a hat like that, and he was called the shark.
Okay. I don't know who Greg Norman is, but Hawk, we are
Stop
indeed.
It. You don't know who Greg Norman is?
We are indeed the Miami Marlins. So, yes, that is a Marlin on the Marlins hat.
You don't know who Greg Norman is?
Off the top of my head, no. I really don't.
This can't be real. Do you know Jimmy?
Does he make the dry fit fishing clothing or something?
No, he's a golfer, the shark. Greg Norman's one of the greatest golfers of our time.
Oh.
What the hell is wrong with you people? Guy knows everything about Lilo and Stitch. He doesn't know anything about Rocky or Greg Norman. What the hell's going on here?
But what, like, what'd he win? What has he won?
Greg Norman?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with you guys.
He has one major. Get out of here, Greg Norman.
You're joking.
And this isn't a
First
criticism
of
Greg
Norman.
One of
the most successful lines of golf clothing in the history of the world probably outsells Tiger's golf line.
I'm looking at the golf line. I have two of his polos. I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding. I swear on my life. I have two of the Greg Norman collection polos because you walk into Dick's Sporting Goods and they're always perfect. Right at the front.
The whole section.
Yeah, and they happen to be phenomenal polos. Phenomenal.
They are. I have one as well.
For fishing?
No.
Oh, you sound sick still, Jimmy. Oh, What's wrong with you?
It sounds awful, man.
You missed yesterday. What's wrong, Jimmy? You're sick?
Yeah, I'm just feeling congested, and what was more painful was the migraine. I had a huge migraine.
Oh, you had a
yesterday.
Migraine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mess with migraines. I hate that. I get those.
And a bit phlegmy, too.
Yeah, we got you.
I didn't notice.
Is Sandy pitching well today? I just realized he's the pitcher.
He gave up a run in the second inning. I don't know if it was just a homer or not, but one run through two and a third right now.
He's only thrown 27 pitches, so.
Yeah. I chalk
getting
this
a
up.
Text right now. I'm getting a text right now from Tree, and I'm imagining it's about Greg Norman. Uh-oh. He's got to be beside himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tree says he also helped negotiate to start the LIV Tour. He's really, like, he was the CEO of the LIV Tour for a while.
I really do know his
lives in
his
Palm
brand.
Beach County.
Yeah, I really do know his brand. But I was not familiar with his game, his golf game, unfortunately.
Or his name.
Or his name, yeah.
Somebody says it's bad that they don't know Greg Norman, but worse that you don't know it's a marlin, not a shark.
Yeah, come on, Hawk. That's crazy.
But I immediately admitted my error. I said, oh, that makes more sense that it's a marlin. I just see a fish on top of a hat. Don't you automatically think it's a shark?
No, not really. Not when the team name is Marlin.
Well, that's where you and I differ.
You also
thought, we got to take a break.
You thought Billy the Marlin, was that you, was a bird?
No, you thought Billy the Marlin was a bird.
Yeah, but didn't you think Billy the Marlin was named after
Billy Martin,
Billy
the old
Martin,
manager for the
right.
Yankees? I thought it was a play on Billy Martin.
That's right.
And they were calling him Billy the Marlin.
I thought Bernie was a bird for a long time. I really did. I thought Bernie was a bird.
That makes no sense.
Okay.
I've never understood why the Miami Dolphins have that shark in the costume that walked around.
Crazy, right?
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Google sting and tantric sex. You won't believe what you read.
Hawk and Crowder.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.